Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
All right, hey, Todd, how close are we to 500 at this point?
Dude, we're four episodes away.
That's
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah. Hey, can we do some confession time here?
Sure.
All right. So just for some context, we're going to be talking about redeploying staff today on this episode. Two episodes ago on 494, we talked about redeploying volunteers. And on episode 492, we talked about the idea of writing new job descriptions and new roles and all of that. So this, in a sense, is kind of an informal, non-formal, or, you know, basically a three-part series that we're doing. But here's the confession part. So, okay, before the confession part, if you haven't listened to 494 or 492, hit pause and listen to those first, because this is kind of one long conversation as we batch record this. But here's the confession. It's just fun to catch up with you.
I know.
Because we're not in Nashville together anymore. So this is kind of like literally what we're doing right now. What we did in the last few episodes is how we would work together, and we'd come up with different ideas and record episodes and all that stuff. So it's just, I mean, literally on the air, we are writing this and discussing this, and it's kind of how our brains work together. So it's fun.
Let's ride.
Okay, so we're talking about redeploying staff. Hey, now,
and since we're riffing back and forth, I think it should be redeploying staff or high level leaders.
Oh, I like that. Yep. I like that. Yeah, we call them catalysts on our team, where if you're a ministry director that is unpaid or non-paid, we call you a catalyst. And I mean, they lead in the same way that our staff would lead in those areas. So yeah, I like that idea. Redeploying staff for high-level leaders. Okay, so for some context, obviously, if we're talking about the staff side of things and their paid staff, one of the things to take into consideration is whether or not you can still afford to pay them. Or so part of it is the Canadian context and the US context, I recognize, is different. So first and foremost, you need to recognize on your budget and as you're looking at your expenses and all that stuff, are you able to continue to pay them? And are you able to continue to pay them at the rate you are paying them, at the level you're paying them? Or do you need to actually reduce the wage or reduce hours? So there's a lot of that conversation that you do need to do that is not the topic of this episode, but it is something that you do need to first consider. But let's say you're like, okay, we've dealt with all that stuff and now we need to redeploy staff because what they did before, they can't really do right now. And what they did before, there's not a job in them for that. Then really you have to think about the notion of how do you reassign? How do you redeploy? And Todd, I know you have a quadrant on this. And you've actually done a ministry grid course on this that we'll be sure to link to in the show notes. I love it because in the course, I haven't fully made my way through it yet, but in the course, you talk about a beautiful constraint. And man, there's just so much gold that I believe every church leader, I mean, you have to do this course because quick snapshot, during this change and during high moments of change, people are either going to be victims, they're going to be neutralizers, or they're going to be transformers. And there are two types of transformers. So it's so good. The content of that book and how you summed it up, really. I mean, it's a $30 book, but you summed it up in this course really well. And I love the templates you've developed too. So be sure to work through all of that. And actually what you're going to talk about right now is one of the sessions too, right? Is it session four?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So why don't you go into the quadrant?
You'll quickly recognize that this is not from A Beautiful Constraint. This is a, who knows what amalgamation this is. This is just a beautiful quadrant. Most quadrants I find.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. But, you know, right now, you have to identify and categorize what needs to be realigned in your church. So, and you have to be able to navigate different phases of ministry as we end up at some point in the future. We don't know whether it's when it's going to be, but ultimately we'll probably get to a new normal. But this is a tool that you can use again and again, because things are going to continue to change. So, hey, and two, I've heard the Chinese word for crisis is made up of two strokes. One is danger. The other is opportunity.
Oh, wow.
So this tool is also going to help you identify things that you can not realign, but stop forever and never restart, even when you establish that new normal. So if you're familiar with the quadrant, the y-axis is the vertical axis, and that is why, in this case, the church exists. It's the essential ministry of the church. So think Great Commission, Great Commandment, discipleship, fellowship, worship. You could think purpose-driven, but I would say be careful, because remember, a byproduct of purpose-driven is that everybody now has a great argument for why their ministry should exist. Mm. Oh, it aligns with evangelism or discipleship. I could start any affinity-based ministry I wanted and defend it staunchly as this is evangelism or this is discipleship. But especially in a time like this, we don't need 14 different ministries vying for resources to do one of these essential ministries of our church, you know. And by that, I mean, if you want to use purpose-driven, that's fine. One of these essential purposes of the church, we need to focus on one or two that do it best for this season. So when Daniel's talking about realigning staff and resources, that's one of the ways that we can do that, is we can look at those essentials and make sure that we have those in place. If you're really large, maybe you can get by with more than one or two. But anytime you do that, the more resources that you spread out, the greater difficulty you're going to have in communicating what's really important with your congregation right now. So, if you want to stop me, you can, or I can tell you what X-axis.
Yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. Keep on going with the quadrant.
Okay. So X-axis, the one that goes across the bottom, the horizontal line, is a ministry's effectiveness specifically during this time. And we'll pretend that we have a third sloping line up and to the right. That is, how strategic is this during this crisis? So here we go. If the ministry is not considered an essential ministry of the church, one of the purposes of the church, and it's not effective, you get to stop doing it. Hmm. And some of these, most of these you should stop doing them forever. No questions asked.
Yeah.
This is your shot to kill some sacred cows.
I mean, it really is.
I know you've heard another pastor say it by now, but it was actually Churchill who said, never waste a good crisis. Huh. And this is likely the best opportunity you're going to have to prune back a few ministries from your church, which brings me to the next quadrant. That is, if the ministry is not essential and it's not terribly strategic, yet it's effective, or it's even considered, you know, effective in peacetime and in war, you still might want to shift resources away from that to what is more strategic. Because right now, it's not an essential ministry of the church. So even though it's considered effective in peacetime, it's not effective right now, or even if it is somewhat effective, you still, in my opinion, need to shift those resources away to what is more strategic and essential at this time. So, you know, there's of course a tool that goes with this concept that helps you plot out the phases in which you might bring stuff back in. But again, this is a unique opportunity to eliminate the trivial good at your church. There's in your head, you know, and I've talked about this before, but you know of a ministry in your church that may have been in perfect alignment with evangelism 20 years ago, but it's had a lot of mission drift. And so this is your time. Now, if the ministry is essential, but it's not yet effective, if it's one of those purposes like discipleship, but you don't have an effective discipleship, it's not that the strategy is not working right now, then you have to strategize around it. You have to swarm your team around it, because it's an essential of the church. You've got to get it right. So realign your people, your money, your communication, you know, all your resources around that, so that you can get it stabilized and then move it over into that upper right-hand quadrant, which is scale. And that is, if it's an effective ministry and it's essential and it's strategic at this time, you have to continue to support it. I know that it's not on fire, but don't put it on the back burner. Dedicate the time and resources to continue to elevate it in front of the people so everybody does know what is important and it continues its momentum accordingly.
Love that. Wow, that is awesome. And what's the name of the course again?
On Ministry Grid? That course is how to lead your church through reopening, I think. It's a COVID-19. It's on my Twitter and on Lifeway Leadership's Twitter. Mm-hmm. We can link it in the show notes too. But and here's what it is, man. I hope by now you guys realize that we're not just, you know, experts telling you how to do something. What my role is, I consider in the kingdom and for you, is to help you get clarity on whatever it is you're struggling with or dealing with. And I'm not going to necessarily tell you how to fix it. I'm going to give you oftentimes a tool to help you do that. And so this whole course is, yeah, there's a bunch of templates from churches that may be helpful. But the big thing is, you're the leader of your church, and there is nobody that can lead your church through this like you can. So I want to give you a framework to walk through with your team. And at the end of it, you will have your plan. It's not going to be somebody else's plan. It'll be your plan. And so I think that's really important, especially because we understand different cities, different towns, different states in the U.S. and provinces up where Daniel is. Everybody's got their own legal issues and own rules to deal with in this situation. So nobody's plan is going to work like your plan. So do the due diligence of walking through it with your team, and it's going to be so, so amazingly good for you.
Yeah. And we'll be sure to link that all in the show notes. Now, going to what you said there and the whole idea of redeploying staff, for my context here, we've really looked at it from the perspective of, we definitely are in an opportunity to stop some ministry areas. And what's fascinating is our staff know that, and they're the first ones to be like, okay, well, we do need to stop this. So there is that sense, as you lead your team through this, it's not just a heavy hand to say, this is what we're doing, this is what we're not doing. As a leader, you do need to set the boundaries for focus, but you really do need to leverage your team to know what's best for their area. And if they don't see what you see, then it's your role as a leader to step in. But a lot of times through conversation, they see it too. So actually for us, when we look at all the opportunities and all the things that we're focusing in on, this has given us the opportunity over the next several months to say, okay, we are going to address our leadership pipeline and we are going to address our discipleship pathway. You've heard me talk a lot about that, and that's a huge theme in my book, No Silver Bullets, the discipleship pathway side of things. But when you think about the strategy and all that you do in your church to get to where you need to be, a lot of things, pretty much everything that you're doing can be funneled into these broad stroke categories, is leadership pipeline and discipleship pathway. They are your core engines of strategy to get you to your vision. So use this opportunity right now where you're not meeting, when you're not meeting, to say, okay, how do we, is our discipleship pathway forming the type of disciples that we would be happy with, that Jesus would be happy with? Would Jesus spit them out of his mouth? Would he consider them lukewarm or cold or hot? So this really gives you an opportunity to step back and be like, am I actually contributing to the consumeristic issue around church and disciple making, or am I working against it? So this gives you an opportunity to address your discipleship pathway and also your leadership pipeline. Is it that your staff are actually, you know, they're the ones that are preventing Ephesians 4 from happening in your church, equipping the saints for the work of ministry, because they want to hold on to the ministry themselves and they don't want to give it away? What is that quote, the fruit one, Todd?
Your fruit grows on other people's trees.
Yeah.
As a leader, you got to recognize that.
Yeah, exactly. And so this really gives you an opportunity to address the leadership pipeline side of things. So really look at your core engines, look at your ministry. Don't waste this quarantine, right? Like hashtag don't waste your quarantine. And as you redeploy your staff and your high level leaders, after working through the financial side of things, man, I do hope that you prayerfully do that and you do it in collaboration with your team to know how to best position yourself and your church to thrive and to jump out of the gates when we can reopen again. Okay. Well, Todd, we just did a 492, 494, 496, kind of a trio of episodes around reopening. And man, thank you guys for listening in and for being a part of our podcast. It's crazy how we're getting to and almost at episode 500. So thanks for faithfully listening in, for reviewing on iTunes, for sharing this with your friends as well and your team. And we would just love to hear stories of how this podcast has been benefiting you. So you can do a shout out on social media to at Todd Adkins or at Daniel Sanghi. Sanghi is my Korean name, S-A-N-G-I. And we would love to hear from you. All right, we'll catch you next time.